So do you view those you meet in the ministry the same way that Jehovah does? And what are the benefits if we do so? Well, let's listen carefully and closely as Brother Dwight Heath presents the talk, Imitating Our Impartial God in the Ministry. Brother Heath.
So while on earth, we know that Jesus left us a model to follow closely. But he also gave us clear direction, didn't he, as to what is expected of us. An example of that is recorded for us in the book of Matthew chapter 5. And I encourage you to turn there with me, please. Matthew chapter 5. And let's read verse 48, and we can leave our Bibles open there for a few minutes, please. So Matthew 5, 48 says, "You must accordingly be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." So we must. Now, what did Jesus mean when he says we must be perfect, or as the footnote says, complete as our heavenly Father is perfect? Well, if we were to look at the verses leading up to this, we would find that Jesus said we must love our enemies, that we pray for those persecuting us, that there's no reward in loving those who love us. And basically, it's no big deal if we greet only those that greet us, because the nations do the same. So Jesus is telling us that we must imitate Jehovah and be complete in our love toward all people, regardless of race, religion, background, social status, whatever. In other words, when it comes to showing love, it is not a matter of, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. We love all people. How is this in imitation of Jehovah? Just look at the second part of verse 45 in this passage of scripture here. So 45, in the second part it says, "Since he makes his sun rise on both the wicked and the good, and makes it rain on both the righteous and the unrighteous." So Jehovah provides the life support system to all people. Why? Out of love for them. And we must show exactly that same kind of love to others. Now, just notice the result of doing so. The first part of verse 45. "So that you may prove yourselves sons of your Father who is in the heavens." Wow. By imitating Jehovah's love, we become his children. What a blessing. So here's an important question. How can we, as mere humans, imitate Jehovah's love in our ministry? Well, just reflect on Jehovah's organization for a minute. They produce literature in over 700 languages. They're preaching in well over 200 lands. So Jehovah's organization is imitating Jehovah's love by showing love to people of all cultures, all nationalities, by working very hard to make sure that the good news is preached to people in all nations. And there are some, even from here, that have been able to arrange their affairs to go to these other countries, learn the language, learn the culture, and preach to them in their own language, showing a true love. Not all of us can do that, can we? We don't have the circumstances, and besides, we need to preach here too. However, we can show the same kind of impartial love by preaching to people of all sorts right here in our own territory, prejudging none, and giving them the good news regardless of their religion, culture, social status, doesn't matter. To do that, we need to honestly answer this question. What are my true feelings toward people of all sorts? Let's read it again. What are my true feelings toward people of all sorts? If in making an honest assessment we see an area in our lives where we should improve or where we could improve in this, let's work at it now to make the necessary changes in our attitude so that we will be free and willing to preach to people of all sorts right in our own congregations and territory. If we imitate Jehovah's impartiality and his love, we will not view diversity as an impediment in our ministry. In fact, we'll welcome the opportunity to tell these individuals about the good news of God's kingdom. We care for all people as Jehovah does. And we especially care for those who are conscious of their spiritual need or who are looking for the truth or are wondering, is this all there is? And we care for these people regardless of nationality, language, race, culture, economic status. It does not matter to us because our goal is to teach them God's word. Just notice another quality of Jehovah that we really want to imitate as recorded in the book of Job. I encourage you to turn there, please. Job chapter 34. So in Job chapter 34, we're going to read verse 19, please. Job 34:19 says, "There is one who does not show partiality to princes, and who does not favor the rich over the poor." Why? Because they are all the work of his hands. So God has not given more consideration to the noble over the lowly one. He does not favor the rich over the poor. He shows no partiality because he created everybody. We imitate Jehovah in this regard by excluding no one from hearing the good news. We preach to all people of all sorts. Much has been accomplished in the preaching to people of all backgrounds by the use of printed literature, videos, JW.org, and so forth. And these tools are being used in all kinds of avenues of the ministry. Great results are being achieved by preaching to people, as we've seen in harbor witnessing. And for sure, in harbor witnessing, we're going to find people of all nationalities, aren't we? Cart witnessing, bus stops, and so on. I know in our congregation there are quite a few that have great results in preaching at bus stops. But here's an experience that comes from a neighboring congregation. Two brothers had set up a cart in the park. And an individual was approaching the cart. And what was interesting is that they were kind of wondering, based on appearances, how this was going to go. Well, here's how it went. This individual is talking to the brothers and says, "You know, I used to study with Jehovah's Witnesses, and I would like to do so again." Arrangements were made to visit him at his home, and a study was started. What more? He's attending the meetings. Why? As a result of cart witnessing and not prejudging by the individuals who were doing the witnessing that day. What a fine experience, isn't it? So now let's talk to two of our pioneers in our circuit who have had success sharing the good news with people of differing backgrounds. First, we're going to talk to Sister Johnson. So, have you been able to, in your territory in Wainwright, to talk to people of differing backgrounds, Sister Johnson?
Yes, I have. I've been able to call on a young woman who was raised Catholic all her life. I've been able to talk to a couple of Filipino ladies, one woman who believed in evolution, and of recent, even a Muslim woman.
Wow, that certainly is a multi cultural background, isn't it? Have you had positive results from doing so?
Yes, actually, I've had the privilege of studying with all of them, and most of them have been attending the meetings and even commenting.
Wow, how nice. Have you made good use of the tools from the faithful slave in your ministry?
I really love the brochure, Who Are Doing Jehovah's Will Today, as it helps them to see what happens at the meetings, and it makes it much easier for them to want to come and feel comfortable. And I also love how we have the access to literature in many different languages.
Can you give us an example of how that has helped you?
Well, one of the Filipina ladies that I studied with, she spoke very good English, and she didn't want the Bible teacher the Bible in Tagalog. So one day we were studying and we read a scripture that talked about hating what is bad and clinging to what is good. And so I had the Tagalog Bible downloaded on my iPad, and so I asked her if she would read it in Tagalog. And when she did, her eyes got really big.
So her eyes got big. What was her response to having read that in her own language?
She said, "Oh, cling. It means to embrace or to wrap your arms around. Now I know what that cling wrap means." So by reading it in her own language, it took on fuller meaning, and it affected her more, what it means to cling to what is good.
Good. So what has helped you to be able to offer an effective witness or be involved in an effective ministry to people of different sorts of backgrounds?
Well, mainly to listen to what the Faithful and Discreet Slave class advises us to do, put into practice what they say, practice a lot, and pray a lot.
Thank you very much. You're a fine example in preaching to people of all different backgrounds. So now we'll talk to Sister Heath, and her experience is a little more specific. So Sister Heath, the service overseer in our congregation passed you a referral. Tell us what it was about.
It was a request to call on a Korean woman in our territory. Now, it specifically said that her primary language is English and that she would be interested in a Bible discussion.
Sounds exciting. Was there anything else unique about this particular person?
It also mentioned in the request that she has health issues and that she is a retired evangelical pastor.
I would have ran. What did you do?
Of course, I was nervous about calling on her.
Yeah. So, what did you do in order to be able to do so?
I prayed to Jehovah not to be intimidated by her background and to have his help to do the call.
So I know that you had her phone number, you made a call, and you set up an appointment. How did that go?
When I met her, she was very pleasant, friendly, and I found she had a great sense of humor. We started a short Bible study on that very visit.
So being a retired pastor really didn't stop her from studying. What tools have you used on this study thus far, Sister Heath?
So far, we have used the Good News brochure with the short videos that complement the discussions that we're having.
And how is she responding to that?
So far, even though she has her own ideas, she will often respond with what we're learning with, "Well, I don't really disagree with anything that we've discussed."
So, when you think about how you first felt with that referral, are you happy that you didn't allow that initial nervousness to stop you from calling on this person?
Absolutely. It's been really enjoyable to get to know her and to share the comfort of the truth with her. And it's been a lesson in not prejudging how someone will respond to the good news.
Thank you very much. There are still people out there, brothers and sisters, who are seeking the truth, and they still need to receive a witness. We hear about the borders being opened. We hear about people coming to Canada that have seen atrocities that we cannot even imagine. How great it would be to tell them about the good news of God's kingdom, that there will be no more war, no more terrorism, no more food shortage, that their dead loved ones will be resurrected. What joy that will bring us, and what happiness it will bring them. We will not know who's seeking the truth until we present them with the good news. And oftentimes that will require doing so repeatedly. Therefore, we treat with mildness and disrespect those who have not yet conformed to God's righteousness, hoping that some may soon respond. Let's continue to preach to all sorts. So, our review question in your program: how can we demonstrate impartiality in our ministry? The answer is found in Matthew 5:48. By imitating our Father Jehovah, we become perfect or complete in our love toward all. Such love is demonstrated by preaching to people of all sorts, regardless of their background or origin. We all play a vital role, brothers and sisters, in reflecting Jehovah's impartiality in the ministry. And as we have learned earlier, by doing so, we are proving ourselves to be Jehovah's children. What a privilege that is.
Thank you, Brother Heath, for helping us to view others as Jehovah does.